American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the least snow-impacted place in all of northern Nevada. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd of the worst little podcast in the world. Here we are at Dogwater Studios with one of the most amazing new acts in Reno, who's gesturing around the room with a whiskey. It's Silver, people! Silver's in the house, and they're drunk, I think.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Who knew there would be silver in Nevada?
There was a lot of... Right?
It's the Silver State!
There's a lot of hand-waving, and I felt like I was on an airport tarmac. There
trying to do a fireman's drill.
Was there like were you like pretending like if we shook the camera, it would look like an earthquake?
Yes.
Nice. I love that trick.
Awesome. Well, hey, guys. How are you? Welcome to the show tonight. Hey, for the listeners' benefit, would you mind introducing yourself and your voice with your name and what position you play on your team here?
Greg Gilmore, reverse cowboy.
Brendan Lund, shortstop.
I'm Josh.
Yeah.
Oh, that leaves me. I'm Jeff, and I play the drums.
He hits things really hard with his manly arms.
I hope not. Sticks, I hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize. And also, here's my host, my co-host, Mr. Nick Ramirez. Oh, no, Nick just texted saying tonight, question mark, when I asked him about if he was going to show up to the podcast. He literally texted me as the show started going tonight.
Stick that in anywhere, right?
Perfect timing.
Yeah. Bunch of black people down there, Rick.
Oh, guess who's calling.
He's going to call in.
Hey, Nick Ramirez, welcome to the worst little podcast in the world. How you doing?
Fuck you, Nick.
All right, am I on the show?
Say that again?
Am I on the show right now?
Yes.
He's being attacked by Skrillex.
You're live on the show and being attacked by Skrillex because you're cutting in and out.
Oh, man.
Bad connection. There we go. We got you. How you doing, buddy?
All right. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, brother. 10-4.
Okay, so should I roll up there or what?
Guys of the band, what do you say?
Yeah.
Roll on down.
They said, Greg says yay.
How far away is he?
Nobody else in the band says anything.
I mean, is he Carson?
Without me.
Yeah, we can forge ahead without you, sir. Did you need to ask the band anything important, though?
Does your name have anything to do with Nevada being the Silver State?
Man, I'd like to say yes, but I think it's because, like, I feel like if we only strive to be the second best, that we won't have high expectations expected for us.
Oh, you get a silver.
Silver, okay.
If this fails, you're going to start the band
it's
bronze.
It's both with Nevada and for being second best. Aim low,
nice.
You'll never be disappointed.
Nice.
Kind of over-deliver mentality.
Under promise, over deliver, just like Jeff said.
Yep.
Under promise, over deliver.
You consider taking the bronze.
Nick and I are like on a
wavelength. Nick, you and Rick are in tune right now. You're saying the same things at the same time.
Fuck.
Far out.
It's like remote viewing, man.
Want to wish all our listeners a happy new year.
A happy new year to you as well, Nick. It was good to play music with you on Friday. That was a hell of a show.
Oh, man, that was so fun once in Julie. So fun. And Lazy Universe is pretty fun, too. A little more stressful, but awesome.
Lazy Universe is a lot of fun. I can't wait to see them play again or have a CD of that shit.
Yeah, the CD is amazing.
Awesome.
I've been privy to it since I play on a bunch of it. So, yeah. Well, have a happy podcast. Is you back there?
Nope, no Chewy, just me flying solo. Thanks, guys. I appreciate your help and support.
Papa, please, Uncle Nick.
Oh. All right, buddy. What?
Yeah, that's great.
Talk to you later.
Awesome. Love you too, man.
That was Nick Ramirez calling from a Russian prison after being indicted for speaking out against Vladimir Putin.
Fucking A.
Damn, Nick. That's fucked up.
He said Putin.
Just Putin around.
I was Putin around before the
show.
Fuck
you, Nick.
In my fortress of solitude. I keep my bathroom like Superman, just all like porcelain and ice, and nobody echoes.
Just not
fortress of solitude. A wipe with crystals. No.
Oh, man.
That's never really covered. Superman goes into bathrooms to change, but do you ever really see him go poo? No.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing with Star Trek, how they always talked about there was never any.
Well, no, they have the transporters. They transport the poo and pee out of themselves.
It makes sense that you would have a device implanted in your junk so that it would just like, it's gone.
And like, you know, like,
right?
Well, they can't really take those things off, can they? And no. Those uniforms are pretty, like, they're onesies,
fuck,
right? You
have
to take completely naked to get...
They're actually quite disposable, and they're designed to, like, basically decompose after 3 days, so you always wake up and get a new one anyway.
Oh. Well, so you just shit in them.
Well, you could. You could, but the smell would probably kind of follow you around. And even in space, even if they can't hear you scream in space, they sure can smell your shit.
It's just one of my favorite things to do here on the podcast. Hold on here.
Lines of cocaine.
It is so fun to rip paper close to a mic. It's like a whole other world. Like, who knew that sounded
I took a couple post-its from your desk when you weren't looking.
It's the best. I would always do that when everybody was tracking. I'd just be like, and when you do it super, super, super slow. Like,
yeah.
So, awesome. Silver, welcome to the show officially. It's good to have you here. You guys have been playing out the last number of months here in Reno and have delighted quite a few crowds. How long have you been playing?
Yeah, we started like June, maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
6 months or so.
It checks out.
Yeah, because like all of a sudden, bam, here's this new band with all this like cool marketing and photos and shit and songs, and they're ready to go. It's not like, hi, we're going to try out some stuff at the open mic night. And no, you guys like came out and you were just like fully full. Like, you ever go to the zoo or an old-timey, museum where you can get a wax impression of like a building or an animal? And it's like a wax, hot wax mold that you put your money in. And
I had one of Abraham Lincoln.
Aha, so you know what I'm talking about.
So you're savvy.
You were a band that came already like warm and awesome and preformed. Yeah. So it was kind of cool to have you burst on the scene already halfway pro.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was like I think it's one thing that we all talked about that we like didn't want to play a show until we had like a set that didn't sound like it was our first show. So that was like something that we really focused on just rehearsing until we felt that, you know, we had everything as tight as it needed to be to play a show where it would feel like it was like our, you know, 100th show or whatever.
Right.
And we kind of did that because, we started in like June and our first show was in October. So, I mean, June, July, August, September, October. Like, you know, it was like 5 months of...
And it was the whole lineup back then in June?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it hasn't changed
at all. Oh, can we mention the fact that somebody's missing?
Oh, right, yeah. Adam Landis is missing.
Which fucking blows. I haven't seen Adam in forever.
You can't see me right now, but I'm doing air quotes. He fell down a flight of stairs.
Oh, my God. Is he in an abusive relationship?
Wait. I heard he busted his lip or he cut his face.
Oh, fucking Greg can show you a picture.
Is his pretty face going to be okay?
I mean, dude, he is really
pretty. Is he
going
to have a big gnarly scar?
Oh, dude, this is gonna toughen him up because he's always looked like had that boyish charm. Yeah. Now he's gonna have a little.
Josh has got a picture. He's gonna show Rory.
Yeah,
at least.
Rugged. Exactly.
Does he have stitches? Like, is it like he's gonna have this like
puckered
scar going from his lip to his eye?
But he really did just fall down.
Oh,
right?
Damn.
He may never be the same. Yeah.
Fucking A, huh?
Fell down a flight of stairs, indeed.
Yeah, no, did your kid came to school looking like that?
We know who wears the pants in that hatchback.
Good thing we're on radio.
Oh, man.
I think he hit his face on every stair.
He fell down the stairs and hit every step with his face on the way down.
Dude, someone was doing a wheelbarrow. They decided to go down the stairs with a wheelbarrow.
And for Christ's sake,
realized his hands weren't down.
For Christ's sake, it is the ugly stairs because his face is all like sloped and droopy on one side now.
They were concrete stairs.
Oh, poor guy. It really looks like him.
I hope he, you know.
The stairs have that sandpaper sticky stuff that makes it, you know, the non-slip.
But he's gonna be okay.
Right. Yeah. Just he'll scraped it on that black sandpaper on everyone.
On the non-slip.
Hey, that's exciting, Adam. I hope.
But yeah,
he's
the keyboard player. Also plays the Rigorous Proof,
which totally sucks. Because you guys suck without the keyboard, right?
Oh man,
we don't know how we're gonna go on without him.
Fuck.
Without him?
I don't know. Fuck. I hate that. This is the second. Yes. This is like the third time I've had to say this. Like, oh, without him. Because, like, I had, you know, like, I played with Adam Spring Ob forever. And I was just always like, oh, without him or without him? I'm like, what?
And now you're playing without him.
Yes. Again.
Yeah.
Dude, you got a lot of
Adams.
Just
go all night long with that. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, you can.
Without him.
Speaking of Mr. Landis, how about we play a song that maybe has some of him playing on it?
Oh, yeah. Did you have a recorded track for us to play, right?
Yeah, I sent it to Yes.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Let's check that shit out.
Well, I just can't get you out of my head. How the world
man. All right.
That was awesome,
fantastic.
You guys.
Thank
so
you.
So that
guys.
Was recorded at your studio.
Yeah.
Fucking rad.
In the Potentialist Workshop.
Dude, so what's the deal with that? Can anybody just come? I heard there's like you record there and fucking Spike records there. And so what's, can anybody just come in and record
Mac
there?
Mac has Girl Scouts come in and take over the place for afternoon.
Yeah, well, Spike and I started the studio as like a leg of the Loud as Folk kind of like media, which is becoming like a media enterprise kind of. I mean, he's toured that show around the West Coast and now we like kind of like bringing people on and recording them and doing what we can to help release them. And
like the Loud as Folk Peel sessions.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Sexually.
Sexually. Oh, man. Yeah. So, yeah, we put out Rigorous Proof, Josiah Knight, Chris White, Scott Silver, Spike with Chris Fox and John Underwood featured on that track. It's really a great track.
Friends.
It's like
of
a
the
big
show.
Giant space, or what do you got going on?
Oh, no. It's like, it's probably about the size of your living room.
Oh, rad. Okay.
It's like 18 by 20.
So you're a fucking like kick, like a, so it's like a fucking small, that's rad.
Yeah, but I've got like this like 150 foot snake.
where's my?
Sexually.
That I actually got it from a church. I believe it's like a 50,000 square foot warehouse, the Potentialist Workshop.
Yeah.
So
no, that's a good sized space over there.
Yeah. So like we like reamp a lot of stuff.
Oh, so you can use any space to fucking
especially like at 2 a.m. when nobody's there.
Oh, I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's over on East 2nd Street off of Wells. So there's no like
neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, fucking right. So does somebody just contact you if they wanted to like come check that out and do something with you? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like,
or are you mostly doing your own shit?
It's like, Richard is by invitation only.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, like, we're helping record friends because we have some really great friends.
So if somebody wanted to record there, they would need to pretend to be your friend for a while first.
Yes.
Right.
A lot of tricks.
Buy them a lot. What do you think I'm doing?
Riding them coattails.
Yeah. You got to be friends with Spike. He's the man.
It's called drafting. Where you just kind of like keep their momentum. When they run out of gas, you just zip around them and put them in the rear view.
Right in the airflow.
As soon as Reno becomes like famous and you'll be one of the ones signing contracts and he won't.
or both.
Oh, I, gosh, I say too much.
He's right there.
But yeah, I mean, really, though, like, you know, our gear sucks and the recordings are awful, so, you know.
Hey.
That's why it's free.
Greg, welcome
sounds
to
like,
Dog
Yeah, sounds
dog
like the first 2 years of Dog Water.
Right. Like, state of the art for fags.
Yeah. I just kept thinking, this is never going to sound good. And then you just never give up. It eventually does.
No, I remember when Rigorous Proof came in.
We'll get there someday, Rick.
I was like, oh, man. I was like so worried. I was like, oh my God. They're gonna find out how much of a hack I am. I don't know how to do anything.
Dude, they're so DIY, though. They're so rad. They just fucking, yeah. Fuck, that's awesome. But it went.
But it sounded great. I mean, what they got? They got their song got number 6 on the Songs of the Year. In the
Hell
RGJs.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
That's higher than, I only got one on the list this year. So,
which one was it?
The Elspeth Summers group.
Oh, you recorded Elspeth?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
And that was hella fun. That whole gang of kids, they're fucking amazing. That was so much fun. But anyway.
I'm drinking all the whiskey.
Was that, no, that was Dr. Feelgood? No, that was a different album.
Aw. And they're working.
Doctors of Feelgood, I don't know if they're going to be playing much anymore.
Yeah, I heard that one of their band members moved away.
Had to move back to Salt Lake City or something.
And so, yeah.
But I do love Dr. Philly. Adrian's a great drummer. He plays with this other group called...
They're not stopped. They're still going to get together, though. Like, I think that they're...
Adrian, the drummer of Doctors of Feelgood, he plays with this other group called Elements of Truth that actually just came through our studio that we recorded, too.
Fuck yeah.
Very, like, 60s soul group.
Dude, he's hella fun to work with and kind of picky.
Who, Adrian the drummer?
Yeah.
That dude that's got like the wood rim snare.
Dude, it's fucking... It
Isn't that wild?
Great. Dude, yeah.
I think it's beautiful.
That's pretty bitchin'.
He's got a great snare.
It was fun. We spent a lot of time like digging through shit and making it all... Yeah. It was hella fun.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Feeling pretty good.
Kind of quiet down there.
There's all kinds of stuff happening down here. There's popcorn down here.
Oh, you just got up and started snacking, and
he's just walking around the kitchen, scratching his balls, and you know, wearing boxer shorts.
Downstairs. I made myself at home.
That happened with someone I was recording once.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think Rick would be—he's kind of your type, right, Rick?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I mean, you know, I'd shave his head, but other than that,
you would have to do it.
Right. But, dude, you get that a lot. Like, people that are just like, you know, I do tracks better if I take my shirt off and I'm just all, oh, okay.
Don't let me stop you.
I'm okay with that. You fucking, whatever it takes to get the take, boys.
Scrub, little Dutch boy. Scrub.
Yeah. I'm glad you're so comfortable. Go ahead. Anyway.
Rick used to follow me home on my bicycle while he was in a truck about a year before he ever met me.
I would be driving past this on McCarran, and there would be this fucking twink piece of ass with green hair in a wife beater on a bike. And back then, Rory was fucking like a cut little piece of ass. And I'd be driving by and I'd think, oh, I wonder, who are you, little punk rock boy? I was going the same way. I wasn't really following him, but I would note him every day. Oh,
you said you
boy.
Turned off when I turned off one day, and you followed me to
I was
my
hornier
actual
when
street.
I was younger. Yeah. To see where you lived.
Yeah.
Who knew? Who knew one day I would be hot dogging you camping on acid? Who knew? The twists and times of our lives, twists and turns.
Who knew that one day I'd be flipping you off in the middle of the street during my
screaming
wedding?
Screaming at the top of your lungs, fuck you! Fuck you! Yeah, it's a great time. Anyway.
Sounds like last weekend.
Oh, are you still having great times? My great time stopped. You know, people are more happy to be around me now. Yeah.
I have a child. So I just get drunk when she's not around. hey, let's have a song.
Yeah, play something.
Right now?
I never thought there'd be this much dead air without Nick. Who ever would have thought that Nick contributed
dead
that
air?
Much to this?
Yeah, I've really been phoning it in the last year and a half because I'm trying to coach Nick to talk more. So I've been...
Fuck.
I've been
and now what do
quieter
we do?
More often. Right. He usually brings like a list of questions because he tries to like be an official like interviewer. And I just try to stimulate a conversation.
It's... Maybe after the song we could talk about what we did for New Year's or something. Anything? Is that too boring?
No.
Wait, no, there are a bunch of shows we've all seen over the last week or two. Anybody? We could go there. Yeah, we could do anything you want, Rick.
Okay, I'm excited. It's like Christmas.
Well, I guess, yeah, the two songs that we're going to play, I guess, live on air, like some songs we've been working on, we kind of got mixed up a little bit. We didn't know till today that Adam was going to be here. So
they really sat down and said, "What the fuck can we play if Adam's not here?"
Yeah, it's like it's amazing.
Really,
how,
keyboards is that important to your band,
dude?
How vital, much handicapped you come? Yeah, I mean, it really fills out the sound.
Anybody in this band, I think, is tough to get on with Adam.
He's like a rug. He's the rug that ties it all together. In a
really
Lebowski-ian
yeah.
kind of way,
really fills out the room.
Yeah.
Somebody. Hey, Rick, you back there still?
Yeah. Oh,
no.
I know what
Rick
I'm
just
to do.
Left.
What song are we doing here, guys?
Whatever you want, man. The shot caller.
We'll do the one that we are a little more familiar with, and then after that, if I don't know if you got any scotch tape, Rick, but I might need some later.
Later.
Which one's the one we're more familiar with?
We'll do wait first, huh?
Perfect.
That's the one I don't need scotch tape for.
Nice.
How are we out on here, Rick? Is that all right?
Well, I think.
All right, here we go.
Squeaky. That leather jacket, I think, is squeaky.
thanks for that.
Wow, that is what that noise is.
Damn.
Take that fucking jacket off.
Take your shirt off.
Jacket off.
There are no
jacket
women
off,
to
Greg.
Impress.
Greg,
there are no off, photographers to see how cool you are.
I'm not. It's not that. It's like it's just not really, really hot in here, so I have a jacket on. Like, what? Should I really take
but
it
it's
off
horrible
right
for the sound.
It's so squeaky.
Right, yeah.
Hold on. I got to take my headphones off.
Are you sure that's leather, though?
Okay,
sure
no, wait.
It's not really leather. That's
why it's squeaking.
Nalgahyde or
whatever. Yeah, I was going to say, wait, get me a bag of, like, Lay's chips, an empty bag, and I'll just crumple it next to the microphone during the whole rest of the song. It'll sound exactly the same as your jacket
are
on
you,
the guitar.
Oh,
take
are you
it
putting
off,
it,
yeah.
Are you putting it with Rory's coat? The coats are together?
Nice. We almost have a whole Nick.
Hey, is that your fedora, Greg?
It's a nice internet guy fedora. Yeah. Get on YouTube, make a video with your fedora, and talk about conspiracy theories. You'll fit in with everybody else.
Oh, God. God damn it.
Yes, my son.
Oh, is that stool a little tall for you in there?
Yeah.
Don't make fun of him.
Well, he slipped trying to get back into it.
That's not the stool, that's the whiskey.
Or the cowboy boots.
Or the tight pants. Or the cowboy
yeah,
boots.
The tight pants. Remember we'd stand out in my garage and I'd just be like, I'm just staring at your dick. Just staring right at it.
Yeah, that was there like 20 minutes ago, Rick.
This song is called Wait. Here we go.
When Adam's not around, you guys are a country band.
My headphones fell off.
Oh.
Hold on, I can't hear you.
Yeah, that's
so when Adam's not around, you're a country band?
Oh, yeah. Contraband.
Yeah, we're not talking about your jeans again.
He's bagging.
That's a nice little song there. I like that. It's a little dancey tune.
Yeah, you know, I had a little fun. Wrote that song in Nashville when I was hanging out with some people that were writing a bunch of songs about losing their dog in their house, but didn't write that one about that. Yeah, tried to.
You're gonna have to wait for that one.
So that was actually written in Nashville with you and your boots.
Yes, same boots.
That's awesome.
No, right. Actually, no.
Baby, that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
What was the first place that she fingered you?
That is the second best response to that sample ever.
Wow.
What was the first best?
The first one? It was where was the first place? Or no, where was the second place? That's what somebody asked that immediately following.
Second.
That.
Yeah. Well, you get the second best second response place? From Silver.
Silver coming in at number two.
Oh, that's right. Number two.
Hey, you got the joke. Congratulations, Rick. You're the second person to get the joke. Twos abound. Let's see. So, two, it's the second day of the new year today. In the past. In the past, ladies and gentlemen.
Do we get extra points for phoning it in day we should have taken off?
What did you do, Rick?
I just hung out with a bunch of friends at a house on Wells Avenue, and we got to see the downtown fireworks because we were close enough to see them, but not actually have to deal with downtown. So beautiful. That was cool, and it was cold as fuck.
Righto.
And what about you? So mine was boring.
What did I do? I went over to Diana's restaurant and hung out there and at the bar next door a little bit and got drunk with some of the other employees.
Red Rock or Royce?
Royce.
She's not at that Granite Street place anymore?
No, that's where she's at. The bar around the corner that I was at was Royce.
Oh.
But anyway, yeah, we hung out there for a while, then went over to the Foxy, and then had some few drinks there, and then I went over to Reverend Burke's house, over to the Lord Strice.
Oh, the fuck 2016 party.
Yeah.
How was that?
Church of Radcliffe.
Was it like 1,000 people, or was it calm?
It was 5 of us. It was kind of quite quiet and sedate, and we played a nerdy game, Super War or Super something. I don't know. It's you're pretend superheroes, and like you pick a black card, and that tells you what kind of superhero you are, and then you get like another card that modifies that. I ended up being 3 Darth Vaders at once, covered in spikes, so I won a whole lot.
Whoa.
Because I don't care. It took all of Canada being impervious to the Force to defeat 3 Darth Vaders.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
All of Canada. So
oh, hey, there was Nick.
It's a complicated game, but it's not like a game you play. It's about arguing why your superhero would beat the other one. And everybody votes.
Hit me with a max volume clip.
Yeah, it was really boring. I had a boring night, too, is the moral of my story. I went to a couple bars and then quietly was nerdy.
Fabulous.
And what about yourself? How about you, Greg?
What did I do? For what?
New Year's.
New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
I caught Spike McGuire down at 3rd Street and then headed over to Picnic and caught Hopeless Jack and then went to the Saint and then... Went to Shays and didn't do anything
that would keep you up till dawn.
Right, and then went home, and then went back to the Saint.
Coke.
And went
Max.
And then went back to Shays, and then went back to my house.
Just saying.
And fell asleep. Damn it, Max!
Fuck him.
How about you, Brendan? What'd you do for New Year's?
It was pretty boring as well. I just kind of hung out at home.
Nice. Dude, man, that was pretty gay.
Yeah, it was.
I caught Rigorous Proof at a house party.
Nice.
And then joined up with this guy.
Sexually.
Hookers and blow.
Whoa.
You're not afraid.
Dude, that is so gay Rick wouldn't even do.
I wouldn't fuck her with his dick.
Oh, she's a 3-bagger. One for her, one for him, and one for the unfortunate asshole looking in through the window. Jeff, what about you, brother?
Me? Little old me? What did I do? I had every intention of having a fun evening like Mr. Greg up there. I ended up getting wrapped up in a game of Mega Monopoly that spanned 2 years.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Dude, put down the bong once in a while.
Wait a minute. Damn it. Monopoly?
Yeah, that's
what
right.
That?
Mega Monopoly? Like, it just
what's,
went
yeah,
on?
What's Mega Monopoly?
Because Monopoly is already 4 hours long.
Do you, like, attach Monopoly boards together?
Is it multiple layers like Star Trek?
Water.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, two-story Monopoly.
I just gargle down and spit. I don't swallow it.
That's what I told her.
That's what I told her.
Ow! Catching on.
Sorry, I missed it. What's Mega Monopoly?
You know, the bigger, better version of regular Monopoly.
Is it the same as Monopoly, just larger?
Essentially, yeah. You need a bigger table.
So is it, I wanted it to be like the size of your living room. The houses are actually real size houses.
The size of Amazon boxes. Or something.
Mega Monopoly is just like real life, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just called life.
That's true. There's already
no,
that
that's
too.
A different game.
Oh, yeah.
It's got taxes and children and shit.
Yeah, so Mega Monopoly is like Monopoly mixed with
life. All right, so we're all a bunch of losers except for, I guess, Greg and Josh here.
Yeah, good on you.
A blow.
Good on you,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, party.
Or maybe, whatever.
Maybe you're the losers? Is that what you were going to say? Yeah. Well, that was kind of inherently the joke I was implying, so thanks for having me explain it to everyone. Good job. Hey, Greg's going to get a big, it's not a ding, it's a... Oh, I'm sorry. It's a take you out back and shoot you.
Oh, well, wait. Riku could give him a.
Can I go? Eh!
Yeah, there's that too. Thank you, honey.
That's a good one.
Interesting.
That's what Greg just did. That's what Greg's Perfect. Face just did.
Right. Bow! Yeah, apple-flavored Crown Royal. Mm.
Candy apple.
It's a wonderful holiday gift. All right. Should we roll into the quiz?
Yeah, what a good idea.
Hey.
Well, I got a joke for you, Rick.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Should I wait? Oh, wait.
Rick, do we have penalties against telling us jokes like with that kind of setup?
Well, let's see if we actually laugh.
Okay, if you can make us laugh,
there's no penalty.
I will give you more whiskey.
Well, what if
You can't make
what
us
if you've
laugh,
heard the joke before though?
How, I won't give you whiskey.
How does that work if you've heard the joke?
What if you remember the joke but you laughed the first time you heard it?
No, it has to make me laugh right now. Yeah, make me laugh, Greg.
All right, fine. Well, Rory, you might have heard it. Rick, I don't know. I've never. I might have told Rory this joke before already. I don't know. But hey, Rick, do you know the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean?
No, what?
I would never let a garbanzo bean on my face.
Thank you, Jeff.
Come on!
And that has been Worst Little Podcast Comedy Minute.
No more whiskey for Greg.
With Greg Gilmore. You. Do you ever get on stage on at Third Street? On the,
no.
Good. There's a there's
that
a
was a great joke.
It's a good one.
There's actually two differences as well. I've never paid $200 to see a garbanzo bean.
Right. And the other difference is that I totally took the wind out of his setup and destroyed the joke. So, ha.
Golden shower action?
Honey, what did we tell you that was?
Instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
There you go.
That's right.
I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my butt.
No, we did not talk to her about that.
Right.
All right. Rick, will you please cue me up some quizzing music?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children, and perverts of all persuasions, it's my pleasure to bring to you the worst little quiz in the world, in which I'm going to ask these contestants a series of semi-awkward and personal questions that they aren't going to want their mom to hear the answers. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Greg, when was the last time you took this quiz?
It's been a long time.
It has been a while, right?
Probably about a year, yeah.
Okay, so.
And you were hella drunk. These can be completely
usual.
Different answers.
Oh. In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
Oh, man. I don't know. But how long do I have? Tick-tock.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough question. All of history.
Getting close to a zero. Losing points as time goes on.
Remember, it's more points for how odd it is.
Oh.
And we'll come back to you.
Come back
Grover,
to me.
Grover from Sesame Street. Nobody's ever
Rick.
Said Grover Cleveland.
Rick, okay. Rick, we're not asking you, okay? Okay? We'll give you the quiz again sometime. Brandon.
Oh, is it the same question?
Same question to you, Brandon. My friend.
Oh boy. What's the girl from the Miracle Worker?
The actress or the historical figure?
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
Has anybody ever picked Helen Keller?
Helen Keller, yeah, that's it.
or and the
she
other
would
one
not
would be,
fight back.
Patty right. Duke, right? Is it Patty Duke? Am I wrong? I'm wrong.
I'm not right. Sure. All right. Hey, Greg, I have a joke for you. Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in her hat and called it... That's how you make somebody laugh. Hey, anybody who gets mad at that because I'm making fun of deaf people, what are you doing telling them the joke anyway?
Right. It's okay to make fun of deaf people on the radio. They can't hear us. And if they do, that's between them and their sick hearing friends that tell them about it. So, anyway.
Same question to you.
Betty White.
Not bad.
As
yeah.
she is today or in her prime?
Like
in her fighting prime?
The,
today.
Today. Okay. Yeah. Brittle bones and all. All right. Gotcha. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'd lose.
Well, her on the playing cards naked, you could punch her in the face there, too.
Okay.
Anyway.
Jeff?
What? We've derailed. I don't know what the question is anymore.
Who would you start a hist fight with in all of history?
A hist fight?
A hist fight.
In all of fistery.
In all of fistery. Oh.
If it were
a fist hist, fight.
If it were up to hist fighting, man.
No, a fist fight in all of history. Damn it, Greg, what are you doing to me?
I'm just fucking with you. Oh, man.
The entire cast of Cats?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the entire cast of Cats or Catwoman. Yeah, final answer, Catwoman.
Catwoman, all right.
Fist fighting.
Not bad.
Which one?
That's, oh, good question.
Please narrow that down, sir. Comic book version would also be acceptable.
We didn't all choose to fight women, did we?
Did we really?
Oh, my God.
I don't think Greg ever had an answer.
Greg has an answer.
Yeah, we're still coming back.
Greg, you have to choose a man now.
Yeah, Greg, choose
Greg.
A man.
Greg.
Oh, man.
Yes, a man.
Bob Oblong.
Oh. Will Ferrell or Bob Oblong?
I'm an invalid answer. History, not fictional characters.
Is that Will Ferrell?
Well, Will Ferrell does the voice. Will Ferrell does the voice, but
punch him in the
face. Bob Oblong has no arms or legs.
So, yeah, Bob Oblong has no arms or legs.
Damn,
he's got a throat, though. Punch that guy in the throat.
God, I love that show.
Yeah.
No, but it has to be a real person.
He's a cool fellow. Man, it has to be a real person? I don't know.
Just Greg over here in his own little corner. How about
real
yourself?
Person in this timeline.
Pass. Yeah, I'll fight myself.
You fight Spike like every day.
Yeah. Would you want to be in a fist fight with
McGuire.
Spike? Yeah. All right. You get extra points for saying Spike, but since you lost, took so much time, you lose points, so you get 0 points for that round.
Cool.
Everybody else gets 50. Let's see. Jeff, downstairs, what was the first album you ever purchased?
The first album I ever purchased.
CD, record, whatever. The first time you bought music with your own money.
Oh, man. As much as I hate to admit it, it was either a Now That's What I Call Music CD.
Okay.
Or the first 50 Cent album.
Faggot.
honey, tolerance.
I think
tolerance.
She likes 50 Cent, but that. Not
yeah, I think I still have both those discs.
Like in the loafer.
Honey.
So I grew up in a house that had CDs already in it stocked that I didn't have to, you know, older brothers and parents.
Sure.
And stuff,
so you never bought one.
But my first album that I bought was Weezer's first album.
Mm. Ooh.
The Blue Album?
The Blue Album. Well, it was right when it was released.
Nice.
Did you check my answer book?
Really?
Yeah.
You're cheating
yeah?
there.
We got samesies there?
Blue Album, right?
That was the worst
high five.
That was an awkward.
That was
a Weezer fan high five.
Yeah, it was. It was all like they missed. Weezer fans.
Perfect for radio.
You backpack shoegazers.
Oh, man.
Greg?
Me? I don't remember the first one, but I'll tell you the most recent one. Or actually, it could have been the first one, too. Actually, all right, fine. I'll tell you the first one. I'm a little. Kissing to Be Clever.
Hey!
Culture Club, baby.
I'm sorry. What was that again, Rick?
Oh, yeah, because I haven't played this in a while.
Howdy, faggot.
Dude.
Good to see you, faggot.
Dude, and my first one ever was Color by Numbers.
Oh, man.
And well, I owned Color by Numbers and Kissing to Be Clever on vinyl.
My mom bought
Fuck yeah.
Kissing to Be Clever. So when I had black money.
Oh, dude, way to pull out the C-side of that album. That's a deep cut right there.
I love that song.
That album is so well mixed. I played that a year ago when I bought the vinyl again, and I listened to the whole thing from beginning to end, and I thought I had no idea how much that shaped how I mix stuff.
Wait, is Color by Numbers or Kissing to Be Clever the one with Carmen Chameleon? I don't remember.
Carmen Chameleon is Color by Numbers.
Oh,
Kissing to Be Clever. So you have the same first album that I did.
Yeah, so it's Color by Numbers.
Dude, and I fucking blow dudes. So face. I don't know what your deal is, Greg.
Wow.
There you go.
Don't we all?
$20
oh,
is 20 bucks.
Like Rick's going to write in his diary tonight. He's like, Dear Diary, jackpot.
$20 is $20, but after a while you run out of money.
You know? January 2nd, 2017, jackpot.
Welcome to Dogwater Studios.
Don't we all?
Do you want your son enticed into the world of homosexuals?
Hey, the world of heterosexuality is a strange and confusing place.
It's worth. Where is that? I know I got that somewhere.
Hey, Greg, how many books do you own?
Seven.
Oh.
Duh.
What was the last book you read?
All You Need Is Ears, George Martin autobiography.
Oh, I read that this year too.
Same question to you.
That's pretty good.
Excluding school stuff, book,
well, it's
stuffs.
Books. Yeah. So if they're books,
like fiction.
How many books do
books.
You own?
How many books? Well, that was the first question. I have no idea.
They're all books.
I found 5, 10, 50, 100. Round
100, probably.
Okay. Okay. And what really? What's the last book that you've completed reading? For pleasure.
For pleasure?
If that was years ago, then for whatever reason. if you're in school, I understand that.
Besides my statistics book,
you haven't read anything for pleasure.
Finite and Infinite Games by James Carsey. I think that was the most recent one. It's kind of a philosophy book.
Okay.
Yeah, boring. I know. It's just terrible.
Like game theory kind of stuff? Or
no, just kind of... ways to see the world, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah, like finite games are games you play to win. Infinite games are for the purpose of continuing play. An analogy for life.
Gotcha.
Got probably, you know, 4 or 5, but the worst part is I never learned to read.
Oh, we touched on a painful memory. In fact,
those are just like kind of
every week.
Keep getting them as gifts, and I just look at them like, what do I do with this?
But you don't want to let them know that you can't read, so you're
right.
Like, thankful
oh,
for the
you.
Gift.
You can put
it
on top of all the mail that shows up, and you don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'll look at the pictures. There's no pictures?
Like when I got a football as a kid, I couldn't bring myself to say, I'm gay, I'm never going to use this. I don't even know what it's for.
Do I put it in my butt?
Right.
What am I going to do with a gun rack?
I can't
fit this in my mouth.
Typically, I just see cute guys holding this. I don't know what it's for.
Jeff, how many books do you own? 5, 10, 50, 100?
Over 100, probably.
And the most recent one that went through your eyes to the back of your head?
I think like Brendan, my book consumption since graduating has died off. I think most recently, though, I read a book called Designing Your Life. It's a design book. It was super boring and interesting.
Was it
same time?
Was it about like organizing your house, or was it about like changing the way you live your life?
It was more like changing the way you design things.
Did it help, or did you just like discard all the information and move forward?
I kind of moved on from it. Now I'm thinking about it. Maybe I'll read it again.
Hey Jeff, how often do you masturbate? Average frequency.
Greater than 100. Same answer.
Per day. All right. When you do, what inspiration? What are your favorite keywords to use on the internet? When searching porn sites, what are your favorite keywords?
Drums.
No, I don't think you understand, honey.
No, Latinas, Asians, black chicks. BBW, MMF, Big and Busty, MILF, GILF, DILF, Shaved, Big Bush.
Okay, honey, that's enough.
Double threesome?
No, honey, that's
Lemon Party.
Honey.
Waffle.
No,
cream
no.
Cream Pie.
Honey, stop. That's quite enough.
Wussy Rock.
I didn't even know what that last one is.
Yeah, search it when you get home.
I think she made that up.
any
of those? Do you use any keywords when you search the internet for erotica?
Fifth pocket.
It's just the fifth pocket.
The rest
baby.
Of the band members will know what that means.
Rick, look that up on Urban Dictionary. See if there's an entry. Josh is just showing me a text list on his phone that seems to scroll on for about 4.5 minutes. So I think he's kind of all inclusive of the fetishes.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's you know this website called Reddit, and while there's a lot of really cool stuff on that website, there's also porn. And
on Reddit, you're kidding me.
Yeah. And you can link multiple subreddits together with a plus sign, so I have that copied and pasted. And it's a good little. You want me to grab a couple out of
here? Throw some of your favorite keywords.
O faces,
O face,
goth sluts.
pink shoes.
Oh, goth sluts. That's awesome.
Pigtails.
Sad thing is they're getting boned by goth dudes, and they're not hot.
Girls sad. Finishing the job. Great subreddit. It's all GIFs. So just kind of going through, you know, just 15 seconds at a time. I want to say there's porn in 15 seconds as well. It's a subreddit. Happy embarrassed girls. Absolutely. That's a favorite of mine. She wants to
happy
fuck.
Embarrassed girls.
Public flashing.
Right.
Hentai GIF.
You look like
from?
The kind of guy that would get this question when I
first have a shortcut on your phone.
Fifth you, pocket. All right. On,
and the first part of the question it's Urban, at least a twice a day habit.
Urban Dictionary fifth pocket, a colloquial term for a person's butt crack or general ass storage area. They totally checked my fifth pocket in airport security. Makes perfect sense.
Got him right in the fifth pocket.
Got him.
And when I laughed when you said it, that's what I was thinking.
Me okay. too. That's what I was
one,
thinking.
One, two,
too.
Three, four, five.
Oil check.
Me?
Brandon, yes.
Me? Well, me?
I'm masturbating right now.
So, podcast is your keyword?
Yeah. No, it's Rory.
No. Oh. Well, you just won the quiz.
Somebody just won the quiz.
And you, Greg.
What is the question?
What are your favorite keywords to use when you search to jerk?
No, I don't search. I don't need the internet. I just use a mirror.
Yeah.
So you want to see my testicles? Staring contest while you're jacking off?
Would that fuck me? Oh, yeah. That'd fuck me.
Jack off to him, please.
Upon your death, Greg, upon your death, where would you haunt?
Where would I haunt?
Mm-hmm. Given that you could choose where you could haunt.
Oh, man. Given I could choose where I would haunt. Man, that's a tough one.
Wow, you suck at this. It's a game, okay, man.
Don't ask
just what
questions first, man.
Brain to face, right.
Where would I haunt? Shit. Yeah, that's, I don't know. That's a weird thing. I don't know. I'm not a hunter.
All right.
Ask somebody else first.
Get some ideas.
Now, I would haunt, I don't know, probably a place, like a...
Like a place?
Yeah.
If you start the sentence a couple more times, you might find it.
It might come out.
They said he didn't test well in school.
All right. Moving to the next. Contestant number two.
Where would I haunt?
Yes, where would you haunt?
I'm not the only one.
What? Well, no, but now after he gets it, it's going to be followed with something, Greg.
I would definitely haunt...
Start the sentence again. Maybe
me haunting? I think I would haunt
rabbits.
You just looking. He's I like love looking lamp.
Around. yep, that's that answer was. I love lamp.
Hunt, haunt.
Okay.
What? No.
The infinite spaces of nothingness, because I'd be dead.
Oh my God! You're all only being saved by the fact that you all suck.
I would haunt a Rocky, Rory, Josh, Brendan microphone.
Jeff, I can't
stand.
I'm still
looking
don't.
Around the room.
Upon your death, where would you haunt?
Where would I haunt?
If you were
See,
a
I was
ghost,
hunt because of all these.
That's why I said
answers.
Rabbits.
Yeah, exactly. I heard rabbits, and I'm thinking, what would I
oh,
haunt?
Oh, I was right. Yeah.
No, you were wrong.
Oh,
you're dead wrong.
That's the point of hunting.
Ah, dead wrong. But you have the drum set, so we can't
yeah. oh, shit.
Give you Try a
shot. Your own.
Sorry, I'm fucking up down here.
He's got his pants
Put
off and a bag down. Of like a jar of Vaseline out down there.
Yeah, you know, there's like they were making tacos or something down
I think,
here.
I think the internet nice. Would be a good place to haunt, just like general cyberspace.
Just all of cyberspace.
You just go anywhere, pretty much.
You'd haunt the dark web.
Yeah.
And fuck I think that's the haunted. Mafia. God, you guys. Fuck. Everybody knows you want to haunt the bathhouse. You want to haunt. You want to.
Okay.
You want to haunt a whorehouse. You want to haunt the Catholic church. You want to haunt like a schoolyard or.
This quiz.
Oh, haunt a hotel
room.
This
quiz is rougher than the first time the Vampirates came on here.
Oh my God.
And they just stared at the wall.
You guys
like,
are only slightly better than Jackson. I just want you to know.
Oh wow.
Jackson
slightly.
Truckle. You guys know Jack. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right. Should Rick, do you want to, is there any questions or should we just move on to the rapid fire? Because I feel like I'm
like,
just,
yeah, no, let's go rapid fire because then they can pick between
I don't even
want
to, I don't want to ask the clown suit and the gas chamber.
Oh,
no, I don't want to ask
this is,
lover,
this is the
brother,
multiple
mother.
Choice point.
Yeah.
Like you'll
okay.
just be able to say one
okay.
thing or another.
All right. This is rapid fire. I'm just going to ask you two things and I need you to pick one of them. So to begin with. Hot or cold? Greg. This
cold.
Is a, this is a test.
Cold.
Cold as well.
Hot.
Okay. All right. Now, for real. Who wins in a fight? Donkey or walrus?
Walrus.
Donkey.
Walrus.
Walrus.
Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons? Not in a fight. Which do you prefer?
Rip Taylor.
Absolutely. Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor.
Richard Simmons.
Adam Baldwin or Stephen Baldwin?
Ooh, Adam Baldwin, I guess.
No, yeah, neither. No, that's not a good fucking anything but a Baldwin.
Adam or Stephen?
Adam. I don't even know the difference.
That wasn't 30 Rock. That was
Adam.
That was Adam. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
that's
would
my
you
choice.
Rather have AIDS or cancer?
The one in Beetlejuice, yeah. Oh, wait, no,
cancer.
Jeff didn't answer.
Oh, Jeff
right.
didn't answer.
Same as Josh.
Okay.
AIDS or cancer.
Whichever one was in 30.
All right, AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
What kind of cancer?
Really?
Like
full-blown
pancreatic?
Full-blown cancer or full-blown AIDS?
Full-blown AIDS.
But like, what kind of cancer? Like, there's different places in your body.
Okay, moving on.
Let's just say pancreatic just for the quiz.
Because that takes you really, really fast, whereas another one might be really painful and slow.
The portion of the quiz is called rapid fire, and you're rapidly losing points.
Just like people with AIDS and cancer.
Sad.
Losing points on their T-cell counts, yes. Yes, they are. AIDS or cancer?
Not HIV, but full-blown AIDS.
Okay. Jeff?
Cancer.
Okay. Puke or diarrhea?
Puke.
Oh, puke.
Diarrhea.
Puke.
Happens every day anyways.
Weird.
Chocolate or peanut butter?
Chocolate.
What?
Chocolate.
You can't have them together? I mean, chocolate, I guess. Yeah.
You got your chocolate and my peanut,
peanut
butter.
Peanut butter.
Jeff?
Chocolate.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Okay.
Pizza or cheeseburgers?
Pizza.
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 Cheeseburger.
Pizza.
Elvis
pizza.
Or Beatles?
Pizza. Beatles.
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 Oh, okay. Gay or red hair?
Would you rather be
what?
Ginger or have or be homosexual or have red hair?
Gay.
Gay or ginger?
Gay.
It's really?
It's all gay.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather be ginger. I know some pretty cool ginger.
January 2nd, 2017. Jackpot.
I got a gun and some
all
hair.
Right.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Beat up.
Yeah, sure. Beat up. Yeah. That doesn't last as long.
In a world, you have to choose between one or the other. One of them does not exist. In a world where you only have Star Wars or the Beatles, which one survives?
Oh, the Beatles.
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 Nice.
Second time still or not?
She's what? Very curious. Circumcised,
circumcised
or
not?
Oh.
Are you circumcised?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm a tenant.
Nope.
A Ken doll down there. It's just, yeah.
They missed.
Just nothing.
I'm neither both nor one nor the other.
Halfway to quit.
Half.
Okay, he's not going to need this.
Forked.
I'm done, Rick.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, that's the end of the quiz.
Oh, that felt good.
Oh, God, where do you go with that? Jesus.
Josh is the clear winner.
Obviously.
He's the only one who answered questions correctly and wasn't a douchebag half the time.
Dude, when he pulled out his phone with his search history bullshit, that was like,
that was really what put him over the top.
Thank you for giving us a real answer.
That is a memo I keep on hand so I can copy and paste.
Thank you for being so sick.
Yeah, that's what really put you over the top right there.
You could have kicked more ass if you were uncut, but oh well. Okay, that was a lot of fun.
You win nothing. Hey, I could give you a sticker for my band.
How about a swig of that?
Oh, and a swig of whiskey, sure. I have 1-ton Dooley sticker, so if you want one.
Wait, I'll have one of those.
Do they really weigh a ton?
To both of those things.
Between the four of us, I would say that we probably weigh not a ton.
Not quite, yeah. No.
Caramel apple whiskey?
It's whiskey. Excuse me, Apple Crown Royal.
But is it caramel apple or just apple?
But okay, right.
It's like sour apple.
It makes it caramel apple.
It tastes like those caramel apple lollipops. It smells
so it's
like
green
it.
Apple whiskey.
Yeah,
Rory,
it's really.
You fucking retarded douchebag.
You should smell
it
later.
Why would you even buy that?
It was given to me as a lovely gift.
It was an amazing Christmas gift.
No, I'm all about drinking pee. I would rather drink this whiskey than urine, yes.
This is going to be tonight on a 1-ton Dooley.
Excellent. Will you take a picture of that and send it to me? Because we would really freak out about it.
Is that your truck?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, that's a 1-ton Dooley? Pretty rad.
It's not exactly running right now, but
I don't have a 1-ton Dooley sticker, Rory.
Oh, well, I'll give you a 1-ton Dooley. Yeah. Hey, did you guys want to play another song, or did you have another canned song that you wanted to get to?
They have another song to play live, don't you, gentlemen?
Mm. Yeah.
Use the post-it note. Oh, you already used the sticker.
Well, before we get to the song, do you guys got any upcoming shows or anything you're doing?
Yeah, our next show is February 17th at the Loving Cup with Failure Machine and Joan and the Rivers.
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
No, not there.
Dude, the Failure Machine, one of the only bands to actually name their band after something on the refrigerator list.
On the refrigerator list. That's where they got the name, yeah.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Failure Machine.
Lighter Thief also came from that list.
Oh, what, really?
Fucking rad.
Oh, yeah. Who stole my Foo Fighter lighter? Right?
No.
Right. Lighter Thief?
Lighter Thief. That was on the refrigerator list. That's me and Nick. That's our band.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the song that they... That wasn't Lighter Thief?
There's a song about not stealing a lighter, but I didn't. That had nothing to do with my band.
Oh, I thought that would be a Lighter Thief song about stealing a lighter. That was my mistake.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Actually, Nick and I just named the band that because we smoke a lot of dope and put lighters in our pockets a lot.
Wait, I do that too. I assumed. I saw Nick play that song once.
Hey, happy. Hey, end of prohibition in Nevada, if not federally.
Right?
Woohoo.
Yeah. This is our first show with weed legal.
Right. Weed is
holy shit.
Legal in
Nevada. How are we not?
No, but wait, how are you supposed
legal
to get it if we can't buy it yet? Can you buy it yet?
Not
we can't
legally
buy it yet. So you just have it but you can't. How does that work?
Exactly. It falls out of the sky. Like, you know, the trees that grow meat and money.
It also grows out of the ground.
A dispensary could then sell it to you? Would that be legal?
No.
Now?
A dispensary in California? No, you still can't sell it.
I personally found some on the ground.
That's my story.
It grows out of the ground.
I found this bag on the ground.
Just on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Right in front of my house.
It checks out.
Jeez, how high are you?
Not high enough to deal with you.
can I snag one?
You lost, Greg. Deal with it.
Cough medicine? Some of Grandpa's old cough medicine? My flask is all empty. Josh's flask is empty.
My flask, yeah.
Greg's all, my flask is empty. Oh, that doesn't belong to me. Give me some of that white lightning.
White Matman.
Thought about bringing the bottle. You said, no, the flask will be enough.
How's that? Are we good right here? I feel like I'm in the right spot. All right. So we're playing a song now, right?
Do you guys usually control him better than this when you're in public?
Oh, hell no.
Does he have a handler?
He's doing really good.
So, this song is based on, it's based upon actual events. It's called Go Home. Let's take it, Joshy.
Damn.
You guys can only play two songs without Adam, but they're pretty great songs.
That's a feel good.
That was rad.
Feel good time band.
Is that
song,
the one that you guys were figuring out before we started?
Yes.
You wrote those words a second ago.
That is so badass.
Yeah, I got a one ton dually sticker holding these words in front of my face.
Shit, dude, I'm so glad that we were forced into that.
That's pretty awesome.
You kind of forced our hand on that.
Exclusive Fuck material yeah. here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Damn, that was awesome.
And I'm sure you'll never change any bit of it after
no.
this.
No,
exactly.
I don't know. I feel pretty good about these.
Adam, write something to that immediately.
Yeah, that's set in stone.
Well, I mean, we have like all the music's written. I think we actually just finished tracking it. I just didn't have any of the words finished. We weren't ready.
Hey,
for
well, good job. Nice final push then.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, say again when your next show is.
February 17th at the Loving Cup. Excellent. On California and Plumas with Failure Machine and Joan and the Rivers.
Fuck, that's badass.
That'll be a really good show.
That'll be fucking rad. And yeah. Oh, and Greg, I hate to remind you, but don't you have a solo show?
Oh, right. What is it? It's January 24th, I believe, at
The Jungle.
Java Jungle. Yeah, The Jungle.
Ew, Java, hey, nice. The Jungle. I was just down there a couple nights ago for the Crooners, Lee and Richie.
Oh, I love those guys.
Yeah, they're doing their set down there. It was a nice little mid-holiday crowd in between the Christmas and New Year's. So, yeah, it was a good night.
Oh, Thursday, first Thursday of January, is Loud as Folk at Picnic Pub and Patio. We got Chris White, Scott, Josiah Knight, Spike McGuire, Chris Fox. It's going to be a really great show down there. All of those cats were working on some of the Loud as Folk songs that we just released.
Fuck yeah.
Also,
a bunch of black people down there, Rick.
On Friday, we've got Foxy First Friday.
Foxy First Friday, I'll be there too.
That's gonna be a big smorgasbord of all of our guests from the 2016 year.
A couple black dudes in that shit too.
See, we got Jen Scafidi, Delaney White, Margie and Steve, Rob Gocher, Eric Foreman had to cancel, but we got Glenn Osborne playing, Nick Ramirez, Stevie Cooper. And Glenn said, "Hey, you left off Jackson," and Jackson then personally told me, "No, you didn't."
Oh. Well, that's sad.
So come on down. We're going to get started an hour earlier than usual. We've got like 10 or 12 people coming up to play music. It's going to be a really kick-ass way to kick off the new year here. And that's going to be on Friday night at the Foxy Olive. So,
I think you just made my nipples hard.
If you're not done partying out the beginning of 2017, we've got you covered for the next weekend as well. It's so amazing that America is 2017 years old.
I can't do it.
Right?
I thought that was a clip. I thought that was a clip. I thought for sure.
Yeah. I can't do it. It's fucking amazing. Oh, there's only one Max Volume. There's only one Max Volume.
There's only one Max
And we're going to end tonight's episode with a train wreck. Slow but steady, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, for the guys in the band, Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, the interns, Dogwater Dick, and everybody else here at the Worst Little Podcast, I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short, and I love you. Good night, ladies.
We're number two.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Am I living in hell? Is that it? Have I gone straight to hell?
Dogwater Studios.
And I ain't your maid anymore, bitch.
And that's all!
Asswipe!